You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
All right, someone who knows all about the Eagles and the Cowboys and played just a very massive role in the history of Philadelphia sports, not only helping rise up the Eagles program in the 1970s into the 80s, but also really further stoking this rivalry thing, which, let's be real, it's fun. Look, we hate the Cowboys, but we also understand when they're good or very good and the Eagles are good, it's kind of more fun. That's what it was in 80. That's what it is again right now. We welcome the legendary coach of the 80 Eagles, legendary NFL head coach, and, of course, Dick Vermeil, sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. Learn more at IBX.com. Coach Vermeil, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How about you guys?
Wow. Doing great, Coach.
Coach, it was great seeing you at the Otho Davis Banquet on Wednesday night. I just want to start with that and say what a special evening it was. And to see you and be able to talk to you as much as we did, it was just a wonderful night.
Well, thank you. You did a tremendous job. That's a hard job, emceeing that organizational banquet. Believe me, you did a great job.
After I work with Richie, for me, you know, Coach, like this is
he's got it easy.
You get by with John. You can do anything in life. I'm telling you. All right, Dick, and thank you for the kind words, Dick. I appreciate that very much. Let's get to this game in a moment. Let's start with the rivalry. You won in 80. All these years later, what does that day signify in your life?
Well, you know, I think probably there's four or five things that stay with you that happened within your career and last your entire lifetime, and that is certainly one of them. You know, and the Monday night win in November of 79 is another one. So two of maybe my top five events in my life in regard to my career center around beating Dallas.
Tremendous. It really is. Coach, let's get to this week because, you know, the Eagles have not had great success. Actually, let's start in the last couple years and then this week. The last few years, the Eagles have not had great success against Dallas. I do think Ezekiel Elliott was a big part of that. He's no longer in this matchup. Do you have any theory of why? I'm not talking about the games when one team or the other is not playing their starters at the end of the year, but over the last 6 or 7 years, any theory on why Dallas, because the Eagles have been pretty good most of those years, why Dallas has had the better of the Eagles the last, you know, half a decade or so?
You know, I think sometimes teams gain a psychological edge and a yearly momentum because of past success, and they play with a little more confidence because they know they've beaten them in the past, and they just sort of expect to beat them. They prepare to beat them in a little different frame of mind than they do other opponents. And I think really the Eagles prepare for the Dallas Cowboys in a different frame of mind and have for many, many, many years. But the Dallas in the recent years has, I think, taken advantage of a little bit more than maybe the Eagles have.
Coach, Nick Sirianni told us earlier this week, basically, I want to start off saying I think we need to run the ball a heck of a lot this week. Nick Sirianni told us earlier in the week that the RPO passes to Dallas Goedert don't count as runs on the stat sheet, but they consider those run plays. Is an RPO pass the same as a run for football purposes in your book?
No. It's only a run if a running back or a quarterback has a design run. I don't even count the scrambles, quarterback scrambles, as a true run. Mm. That's a plus of, in regard to the ability of the quarterback to scramble and run. I call them quarterback draws. But okay. No, I don't. You know, and everybody thinks differently in regard to that. And that's a more modern term, RPO. Okay, mm-hmm. We did that in college when we were running the pure offense at UCLA. We had RPOs, right. But we didn't call them RPOs. It's more sophisticated today.
Uh-huh. How concerned are you with our red zone offense?
Well, you know, right now, you know, you've got to get down there and score. We're number 18 at 51.5, okay? Mm. But Dallas is number 29 in the league in the red zone at 41%. So we have an edge. Just be as good as we've been. But I kind of think
Coach, I'm sorry, Coach. We lost your phone for about 3 seconds. I'm sorry. If you could, just keep going there.
Pardon?
We lost your phone line for about 3 seconds, and then we got it back. So I'm saying if you could just continue with your answer, we'll keep listening.
Well, I was saying the Eagle red zone offense is not what they'd like it to be at 51.5%. Dallas's offense is only 40.7. We've got a big edge if we play like we've been playing. But I kind of believe our red zone offense is gradually going to keep getting better. And I'd like to see us improve our running game down inside there, because, you know, when you're spread out looking for six in the box, when you get close to that goal line, everybody's in the box. There's almost 11 in the box. Mm-hmm. So I like to see our running game grow in that area.
Are the Eagles more a running team or a passing team?
I think they're more a passing team. Why not? They've got the number one quarterback in the league, or one of the finest quarterbacks in the league. You got to take advantage of him. Then look at our receiver corps. Who has a receiver corps equal to the Eagles? Probably nobody.
Probably.
So take advantage of the talent you have.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dick, I made the point this week. I think at the halfway point of the year or thereabout, there's an argument for A.J. Brown for MVP. But he is currently, from an odd standpoint, 19th, which is astounding to me. Do you vibe with the idea that an NFL wide receiver can be the MVP of the league? Or is it just that's just not the way the game is played enough to merit a wide receiver as MVP?
Well, when you watched him play last week, you'd have to give him a vote. You know, his ability last week resulted in completed passes that a normal NFL wide receiver would have not made. That enhances the quarterback performance and the team's winning percentage. So you really have to, you'd have to, when that game was over, you'd say, this guy's an MVP.
Yeah, he's remarkable. He really is. All right, Coach, let's get your prediction, your computer's prediction, and what we've got for a big old matchup, Eagles and Cowboys on Sunday.
Well, my report last week said Dallas by one. This week, after a good game last week, it says the Eagles by one. Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds good to me.
Birds by one. We'll take it any way we can get it. Coach, let me tell you again, wonderful seeing you the other day, and great news for everyone listening right now. If you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey right now, and anytime today and anytime moving forward, you can get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Visit VermeilWines.com. Excuse me, visit VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. And, John, one more thing. Go ahead.
Coach, I got one last thing for you. This week, the special teams feel a little more special. Which team has the special teams edge in this game?
You know, with our place kicker, you know, you have to give us the edge. You know, the kickoff return team now is almost – it's almost, I mean, I get irritated every time I watch a game. You know, we charge the same for an NFL ticket to watch an exciting game, and then we eliminate the exciting plays.
Wow.
bothers me. But anyway, I still think that's an edge on the Eagles. This game will come down to who does the best job in the conversion situations, the third down situations, offensively and defensively, and the red zone situations. Two very fine teams, extremely well coached.
Dick, enjoy the game on Sunday, and we look forward to talking to you next week. Thanks so much for being a big part
of the show
today. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, there he is, the legendary Dick Vermeil. He knows how to win this game.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.